So, where does the Buddhist movement stand now? By now, in this context, one means, say just for the sake of speaking, last year and this year, 1965 and 1966. Where does it stand now? Well, we can say to begin with that at least the name of Buddhism is quite widely known. When I left these shores 21 years ago, I can say that hardly anybody in this country had even heard the name of Buddhism. Very, very few indeed. Much, much less than 1%. But now, quite a large number of people, many thousands, if not millions of people, have at least heard the word Buddhism. At least they've heard it. That's a little thing, but at least it's a beginning. We can't say honestly that there's very much general understanding of Buddhism. Though many people have just heard the name of Buddhism, the vast majority of them haven't really heard much more than that. Those who really know a little about Buddhism are perhaps to be numbered only in thousands, perhaps not even that. But at the same time, we do find that lots of people, especially younger people, are very eager to learn something about Buddhism. Here at the Vihara, we get lots of invitations from schools, especially from sixth form societies and classes for comparative religion, or even divinity classes and religious knowledge classes for talks on Buddhism. There's a constant stream, as one might say, of such invitations. And this is a very encouraging sign for the future. We haven't got enough speakers, haven't got enough lecturers to be able to get round to all these groups, all these schools, all these classes that want lectures on Buddhism. But it's an encouraging sign that so many people are asking, what is Buddhism? Wanting to know something, at least, about it. Unfortunately, it doesn't appear that so far Buddhism has really touched or really penetrated the religious and intellectual life of this country. I mentioned Suzuki, but he's an exception. Apart from Suzuki, probably no one has really succeeded in penetrating or even touching the religious and intellectual life of this country so far as Buddhism is concerned. I'll return to this perhaps in a few minutes. Now, at present, we may say, organizationally speaking, the Buddhist movement in this country comprises, in the first place, the Buddhist Society, being the oldest and largest Buddhist organization in the West, and ourselves, that is to say, the English Sangha Trust and Sangha Association, which run this Hampstead Buddhist Vihara. So these two, we may say, between them are the two poles supporting the axis upon which the whole English Buddhist movement revolves. There are also Viharas at Chiswick and at Richmond. The Chiswick Vihara, as you probably know, is run by the Maha Bodhi Society of Ceylon, and the Richmond Vihara is run by the Thai government, which has the advantage of very vast resources upon which to draw. At the same time, there are, of course, about a score, I would say, of provincial groups scattered up and down the country, from, we may say, Brighton in the south right up to Newcastle in the north. Some of these have got only a dozen or so members, some have got 20 or 30. I don't think any have got more than about 32 or 33. They're all really small groups indeed. I think by this time I visited practically all of them. Now, Buddhists in London and Buddhists in these little provincial groups are linked up by two magazines, one being, of course, The Middle Way, published by the Buddhist Society, and the other being The Buddhist, published by ourselves. There's also, that's a very great medium for linking up one with another, the Buddhist Society's annual summer school, to which people come not only from all over England, but even from different parts of the continent. Last year we had people from Switzerland, and from Germany, and from Sweden, and from Holland, as well as from all over this country. Now, one has already gathered, no doubt, that the English Buddhist movement, or the Buddhist movement in England, is still very, very small indeed. I'm often asked by different people, especially by journalists, how many Buddhists there are in this country. They seem to attach very great importance to this, getting an actual number, a figure, the baptized, or the converted, or the initiated. Now, my own estimate is there aren't more than 3,000. The other day I heard the figure, which seems to me quite fantastic, of 30,000. But my own personal estimate is about 3,000. That is, being a bit generous, not insisting that every one of the 3,000 has sort of fully taken the refuges or strictly observes the five precepts, but being a bit generous and including those who are pretty well interested and fairly committed and who pay their subscription, say, to the association after only one or two reminders, one can say, well, about altogether 3,000 Buddhists in this country. Out of those 3,000, I would say, and here, of course, I speak from direct personal observation and experience, I would say about 100 are really involved in the Buddhist movement. 100. Not more than that. Maybe about half of them come here, and about half of them go elsewhere, or if they're in little provincial groups, they just remain where they are. Not more altogether than 100. The rest, that is the other 2,900 or whatever it is, apparently just read about Buddhism or subscribe to Buddhist magazines, and of course if they're in London, attend also, at least from time to time, a few lectures. So this is our movement in terms of organizations and numbers so far. Quite a small movement, one of the very smallest religious movements in this country, if not in fact the smallest. However, we're by no means devoid of hope, because it's quite clear that we are expanding, even though it's very, very slowly. And another very encouraging factor is that our average age is steadily going down. In some of the provincial groups, one doesn't see this yet. In one or two of them, the average age, I think, my rough guess is 74, something like that. But I notice, at least since my arrival nearly a year and a half ago, that from about 55 it's crept down to about 53, 50. I believe now it's about, well, it's not more than 40 perhaps now, which is pretty good. Now this mention of age and youth brings us to the future of Buddhism in this country.